Good morning. Let us open with a word of prayer. Lord God, please speak your word of truth with love. Deepen our understanding of how you transform our hearts and how to be changed to be more like Jesus. Give us the grace to bear fruit for you. In your precious Son's name we pray. Amen. So today, we're going to follow up a bit on what P. Sam said on Sunday about sex and purity. And I remember a message I did on a mission trip that's somewhat related to it. So I will do a abridged version of that. I think maybe only one of you here have heard of it, parts of it before. So let's turn to Romans 7, verse 15 to 19. Romans 7, verse 15 to 19, and I'll read it out. For what I am doing, I do not understand. For I am not practicing what I would like to do, but I'm doing the very thing I hate. But if I do the very things I do not want to do, I agree with the law, confessing that the law is good. So now, no longer am I the one doing it, but sin which dwells in me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh, for the willing is present in me, but the doing of the good is not. For the good that I want, I do not do, but I practice the very evil that I do not want. So here, you can see that it could be applied to sex and purity, as well as like addiction or bad habits that we have in some way and we don't want it. So let's go back to think about the beginning of our Christian life. You may have tried with your willpower to stop this bad thing or sin that you have struggled with. And you know that it doesn't work by telling yourself, I'm a Christian, I shouldn't do this. No matter how hard you try, you could try following some rules, but it might seem to work for a few days, or a few weeks, even many months, but it doesn't last because it only changes on the outside, and inside of you, you still want this thing, or you still cover it. So, do you realize this problem? Just think about it a bit. You remember how you were saved by Jesus? You accepted Jesus into your heart. What did you do? Nothing. You just accepted Jesus. What did Jesus do? You were saved by the grace through faith in Jesus, not by your own work, but by his grace alone. The problem is you have been trying to do it by your willpower, by your effort, even by hiding it from God for some of you. So here, we'll talk a bit more about how do you and I as Christians change to be more like Jesus so that what you think, say, and do could be more consistent with your faith in Jesus. So, do you think that after you are saved by grace, God wants you to change on the surface by getting rid of your bad habits? Absolutely not, right? He wants to totally transform you. So my first point of how this is done is change by the grace of God. Change by the grace of God. So God wants to make you, every one of you, and be more like Jesus from the inside out by his grace alone, not by your own work. So the church in Galatia in the first century fell into the same problem. They tried to change by their own work and power, and Paul wrote to them. I just read the verse in Galatians 3, verse 3 in another version, not NASB. How foolish can you be? After starting new lives in the Spirit, why are you now trying to become perfect by your own human effort? And Titus 2, 11, 12 also reads, for the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age. So we are not only saved by the grace of God, we are also changed by the grace of God. The grace of God teaches us not to only say no, but help us to put into action by living self-controlled lives. So the second point is, change is the work of the Holy Spirit. Change is the work of the Holy Spirit. So it was the work of God that saved you, and also the work of God that changes you. So you remember what he changed in you? Often he doesn't change the circumstances. He changes you. When you were saved by the grace of God, he gave you the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our teacher, our counselor. It's through his power that works in us. And that's where lasting changes happen. So one of the Bible verses about this is 2 Corinthians 3:18. As the Spirit of the Lord works within us, we become more and more like him, Jesus. So I will ask, what does this change look like? So my answer is, looks like a fruitful tree. Yes, a fruitful tree. What do you mean by that? Point three is change to be a fruitful tree. When we live by following the leading of the Holy Spirit, we will not do what our sinful nature wants us to do, because the sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. So Galatians 5 also tells us, living by the power of the Spirit produce fruit. And the fruit you know is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So remember that it says fruit, singular, not fruits, plural. So fruit is simply love itself. The rest that follows are just the characteristics of love. And I'm sure you've heard of P-Sam saying this, so I'll just remind you here. So joy is love's strength. Peace is love's security. Patience is love's endurance. Kindness is love's conduct. Goodness is love's character. Faithfulness is love's confidence. Gentleness is love's humility. Self-control, yes, is love's victory. So we would be more like Jesus if we become a fruitful tree filled with love from the inside out. So we have all these characteristics to not give in to temptations, to do ungodly things. So now let me turn back to how a fruitful tree doesn't do any work. So I've said that it's by grace and not by work that we are changed. What do you mean by we don't work? So if you think about a fruit tree, Yes, a fruit tree, for example. Does a fruit tree have to do any work at growing the fruit? No, right? It just stands there. It can't water itself or cause the sun to shine, rise and shine on it. So the fruit tree is simply rooted in the soil to the source of its nutrients. Then the fruit will grow on its own. So the fruit tree is simply rooted in the soil to the source of its nutrients. Then the fruit will grow on its own. So here, the same goes for us. If we stay connected to God, the sources of life, the fruit of the Spirit will grow on its own. And we grow more like Jesus. Do you have fruits? Your friends may be able to tell you whether you have it or not much. So, how do we stay connected to God so that we can bear fruit? So the fourth point is abide in Jesus to grow fruit. Abide in Jesus to grow fruit. So we should position ourselves to allow the Holy Spirit to grow the fruit in our lives. Yes, position ourselves. If we don't, we may hinder the growth of the fruit. So we can think about the roots not connected to the soil. How can you grow when the roots are not connected to the soil? So we need to stay rooted in Christ, constantly cultivating the soil. That is your relationship with God. And let God grow your fruit. So John 15:4-5, I'm sure you were aware of it. Abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I'm the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. So we need to abide in God, and his promise is we bear much fruit. So many that we cannot count. So you might ask, how do we abide in Jesus? And I'm sure you all heard of these three C's. So the three C's are communion with God. So for example, that could be worship and devotion. The second C is communication with God. That's through perhaps example like prayer and Bible study. And the third C is community. So these could be things like small groups, accountability partners, etc. So at this point, I just want to say that don't be discouraged. It's taken you a long time to grow fruit. Think about it. Apostle Paul used the word fruit for a reason. Because he wants to make the point that it takes time. Yes, it takes time to grow fruit. There will be seasons like hot summer where the growth or your change seems fast and obvious. But then there will also be seasons like a cold, cold winter when nothing seems to be growing at all. But trust God that he has chosen us to become more like his son. And we know that in Romans 8:29. And he has begun this good work in us to perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. That's promise from Philippians 1:6. So your fruit is growing. Simply abide in him, abide in Jesus. So, okay, so 7:30. So let me do a quick summary. So remember that we are changed by the grace of God. The change is the work of the Holy Spirit. We change to be a fruitful tree, and we do that by abiding in Jesus to grow fruit. So may I invite Beat to come and lead us a song to respond. Let us close our eyes and ask God, how, yes, each of us ask, how can I receive his grace to change? Yes, how can I receive his grace to change? Is it a certain aspect of abiding? Abiding in the free seas? Is it the way that we spend time with him in communications, in prayer, that he wants us to do it slightly differently? Is it the way of devotion? Or our vulnerabilities in small groups or accountability group, that we can't get a very strong community in with us? So, yeah, just please take a moment to pray and listen as Beat plays some music. How would God like you to be closer to him? Yes, listen to him.
To see.
Thank you, God, that I call and you answer and you came to where we are. Yes, Lord, thank you for drawing close to us. And we know that this is the best place we'll ever be, just being close to you. Please continue to draw us close to you in all ways, so that, yes, we could be more like you. And the fruit will come. So let's turn to our community prayer. And let's pray for our brothers and sisters suffering from cancer, that yes, they could bear the brightest fruit, the best fruit for Jesus, especially at this time as well. Yes, pray for their fruitfulness and also for their healing. Let's also pray for those who are still yet to know Jesus and suffering from illness as well. Yeah, there's a large number of people here that are still ill, and just pray for that even despite of this illnesses, they feel God's closeness. The job list has gotten shorter lately, so praise God for that and continue to stand with our brother and sister who's still looking for work, that God provides, and this time will be special times of getting closer to Him. Our mission focus for today is China. Let's lift up SP Beijing, P. Hansu, SPSH, P. Ricky, the Chong family, Matt and Nate's parents, and yes, all the churches in China, that they all be protected under God's mighty hand. Yeah, please lift up the board, particularly P. Sam, who's still ill today. And yeah, praise God for Sue's new child born recently. Just pray for speedy recovery for her as well, in particular. Yes, continue to lift up the young adults group for their men's accountability. That's a great way to allow God to work through the community. So yeah, community for the Yahweh Eats as well as the men's ministry Monday prayer to communicate with God, to get closer to God, and also lift up the women's ministry as well. Continue to give thanks for God's given this vision for SP 2.0. Yes, pray for the benefactors, that God continues to bless this person and that the person will do what God leads in His perfect timing. Let's also pray for House Church, Blue Pool, Causeway Bay, Lime Rock, New Conrad, Robin Hood, TST, Ventress. Pray for these small group communities that will be strengthened and be used by God to pray about to bear fruit for each and every single one of us. And yes, more people to join these community as well. Lord God, thank you that because you love us and you know that bearing fruit is such a great thing in life, that because it's all these different expressions of your love dwelling in us and percolates to people all around us and also inside us. So yes, Lord God, we want to bear fruit because it's so good for us, and we want these expressions of love. Continue to help us to abide in Jesus every day. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Continue to spend time in your personal prayer, and see you tomorrow. Goodbye.